It's Energy FM Friday night talking sport. JP with you through until 7 o'clock. Joined in the studio as ever by John Gotland and also Chris Bass. They're all talking into their pizzas at the moment. Also joined tonight by Sean Dickinson and Sam Brown. We're going to be talking Peel and about a trip to Wembley as well. But some more about that later. John, first of all, should we dive into the roundup from last week?
Yeah, did you say the guests? Where's the producer? We asked for Hurty and Holden. Who have we got? Sam Brown. Hi. Oh, won't you stay with... And the real deal, Dickinson.
Did you sing that again, John?
Oh, that was unbelievable.
That was.
That wasn't me singing, I put it on. Welcome, chaps. And they are tucking into their dominoes. Yeah. Ian Morrow's going to be made up, you putting a bit of weight on.
Oh, yeah, well, I've got to put plenty on already, thanks very much.
Was he a better footballer than you?
No, not a chance.
He said he was. Ian, two extra pizzas next week. I told you he'd say that.
He makes better pizza.
Right, last week's Saturday... Paddy Power, Braddon 1, Ramsey 3. I was at this match. Great game. Ramsey took a 2-0 lead, and then Braddon missed a penalty, and then Ben O'Neill scored, and Ramsey came out 3-1 winners. Corinthians 2, St John's 0, an own goal, and Sean Doyle. Bassey, you're the only one to predict that.
Didn't I say 1-0 rather than 2? But, yeah. You know, it's close enough.
You got to win. Ramsey 3... Braddon won. I predicted the score on that one, so I get extra points. Is that right, JP?
I think that's how it works. We'll work out a system once.
John making don't up the rules as he goes along again.
Sam, look at the leaderboard. Who's top?
Who's top?
Me.
Yes.
Thanks, Sam.
Indeed.
Exactly. All boys, 5 around nil. The Quirky's got 2 each and Darren Hutchinson got 1. Michael United 3, Malou 4. This is a great match. Went to extra time. Mr. Glover, Andy Glover, he's coming in soon, Biff. We talked about him last week. 3 goals, brilliant, eh?
Yeah, it's a good finisher, Andy. He's spectacular when it comes to volleys, actually. He's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Union Mills 1, St Mary's 2. That went to extra time. Little Marco Priestnell with the winner. Very good for them. Colby 4, Pulley 1. I went for the draw there. It was a draw and went extra time. And Pulley turned up in an open-top bus. What do you think of that, then?
It's a bit cold. Yeah, it's a bit windy and a bit cold, wasn't it, the weekend?
Unbelievable. Where are we now? St George's 4, Onken 0. Pretty close, but you had a lot of the play, but Onken did pretty well, didn't he?
Onken defended quite well. Young Asbridge had a really good game in goal, which is what you'd expect, you know, if a team has sort of like 35 shots, only scores 4 goals.
Oof, a little dig. And Castletown v Peel, chaps, what happened?
Castletown couldn't produce the team.
Couldn't they?
No.
And yet they've got a combi, or were they just frightened of a big whipping?
I tell you what I think of that. I think it's an absolute joke that Peel were given a bye on the basis that, you know, at the end of the day, all they've done now is set a precedent that teams will turn up and say, well, we're playing them. Just tell them we can't put a team out. We won't bother turning up. Not only that actually, the boys are smiling at me here thinking, is he having a go? Is he moaning? I actually think it impinges on the league because Peel could have beat Castletown 18-0, but they could have suffered 2 or 3 injuries, which could affect their league performance.
And it could go down to goal difference, couldn't it?
It could go down to goal difference, yeah.
But I think this was the cup, though, so... So in the league, you'd be upset, wouldn't you, Peel?
It's a bad decision not to play the game, make them play this weekend. Just to put a team through, I think, is wrong.
Sean?
Yeah, I think the FA would be keen to get it out of the way. I'm not sure the exact reasons why Castletown couldn't field the team. I found out on Friday tea time, so I can't really comment on Castletown. But obviously, we're happy to be in the next round. Hopefully,
I looked on the FA senior website, and just a quick glance to see how many Castletown players were actually signed on, and they were 40 plus. So I am quite astounded how they couldn't produce, 14 players.
Yeah, they could have put the penalty out, but it would have been a whooping. But I would have loved to have played the game. And the draw has been very, very kind for St George. Well, not so much St George, but Colby and Ramsey. You expect Ramsey to go through, or maybe Colby to give him a bit of a game, Biff?
I think that'll be closer than people think. I would expect Ramsey to go through. But we've been in these situations before where we think there's going to be tight games and then sometimes the first division teams end up winning by 8 or 9 goals and you just didn't expect that either. But I would think Ramsey will edge through there.
PLV All Boys, Sean. You're hoping you're in there. All Boys not turning up or not feeling the team? Or
I don't think that'll happen with Wardy and, well, the two Wards. We'll obviously be looking for a bit of revenge after the Railway Cup semi-final where we just couldn't score, but
they had the combi out, didn't they, as well? No disrespect,
they were missing a few players. There was, I mean, there's a lot of bookings and a red card, which didn't help us. But
you weren't playing, Sam, were you?
No.
Yeah, so it's just one of those days when, you know, things didn't go well for us. So.
I think that's going to be a Belton game. You've got them at your pitch this time, so it'll make a bit of a difference for you.
It'll help a bit, I think, yeah. So it's a bit spongy up at their place.
I think I'd go for Peel down at Peel. It'll be tight, but I think Peel will win.
To be fair, Peel's pitch is still in good nick at this moment for the time of the year. Unfortunately, Old Boys isn't as good, and so I think it'll suit Peel's style, rather than the close pitch down at Old Boys and the conditions, you know, damp and soggy, wet, etc., sticky. So I think Peel will probably do well and go through.
Just before I go to St Mary's, I'll have to thank you for taking me around the Tom Clucas Stadium there. I refereed down there the other week, and you showed me around. Brilliant. It's come together. Probably better than everybody thought, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. We train sort of regularly with the juniors their sides from Sean. Friday evening, isn't it? And Saturday morning.
Yeah.
All age groups. I think we start. What do we start at?
Year one. Year one, all the way up to senior. So.
All the way up to senior level.
What you do a coaching with me? Unfortunately, we both got relegated, didn't we? Yeah. I came from the B to the C, and you got.
we've gone from the C to the D.
How annoying is that?
Under 12, I know.
And what you don't know is, you might have been there last year, Sam. We probably played the best game of football I've ever seen.
It was excellent. Yeah. It ended up, was it 1-0 at the end? Was
to
it?
Who?
Peel, I think. It hit the bar about four times, both teams. It was brilliant.
Actually, I was there because we didn't have an A-team game that day. So Thomas, who's here, obviously,
who's a very good little player, aren't you, Thomas?
He's not bad, but he doesn't take after me. I think he takes after Grandad, which we'll speak about later.
Yeah, well, right, listen, thank you very much. Tom Clucas Stadium, I know it's Ian Morrow's. We did a show on him last year. Me and Biff, it was absolutely brilliant, and I'm glad it's up and running. We'll nip to St Mary's v Malou. Now, Malou, Mr Glover's against St Mary's, his ex-team. Do you expect St Mary's to go through or Malou, Biff?
I'd expect St Mary's to go through. I think they just have too much for them. I mean, Andy Glover's a great goal scorer and seems to be doing okay, but you know, you've got to have 10 other players on the pitch. They're going to have to perform as well as he does to actually get through or to have any chance.
Yeah, we thought St Mary's would... do it against Junior Mills, but it took them to extra time. How do you see that one going, Sam? St Mary's?
I think probably St Mary's, yeah.
I think the weather would have been a massive thing about the game. You know, St Mary's playing up at Junior Mills. It was windy enough at Onken, so if it was windy in Onken, what's it going to be like at Junior Mills?
St Mary's, Malou, for you, Sean?
I'd have said St Mary's as well, probably.
And St George's v Corinthians. For me, it's one way. I think Corinthians will beat you.
Cheers, John. It's never easy against Corinthians. That you know, they always put up a fight.
Oh, I've seen the video online. 5 million hits Corinthians got. Was he doing the long jump or was he tackling?
Oh, I don't know. That's just going to go on and on, isn't
it? Oh, I loved it. For me, I'm going to go for a St George's win. It kills me that.
St George's.
Me too. St George's, definitely.
Yeah, 4 out of 4, I think.
Well, listen, lads, we'll be back after the break. But just before I go, I'll just have a quick mention to Ramsey Tenpin Bowling down on Ramsey Queen's Prom, are open next week. And the reason I'm mentioning, giving them a little mention here is because I was down there last week and they had Energy Radio on and he absolutely loved the show, thought it was brilliant. So they're open on their bank holiday, or is it school term? Is it term time next week?
Yeah.
They're opening next week. So get yourselves down there.
It looks like you've got a bit of a voucher here, John. That's a good reason to mention anyone, doesn't it?
That's the lad's voucher to Bassey for him to go down. Andrea Storrs, Kate Jaunty, I know you're listening. Stop pinching them sweets on the top shelf. Express Fixes and Fittings, Brett Kitchen down there. Loves the show. Thanks very much for that. That's brilliant. And Billy Boy down in Whittaker Trading, they've always got it on as well. So, hey, listen, boys, keep tuning in and tell everybody else. We'll be back after the break.